David Klein is with us today. Ngātanga Film have been working on the documentary of Minister Mete's 1983 film, Patu. Well, it's nearly, well, it is 40 years since the Springbok tour. David, thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. I know it's part of the International Film Festival as well. And a warm welcome to Pākehiwaha. Ko Dale Husband, tēnei. Thank you for your time, David. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. It's an amazing film. She was an amazing filmmaker. And it's wonderful to know that we're presenting it in a modern context in the best way that we can. How long have the staff at Ngātanga spent working on the preservation of the film, David, and what was involved?
Yeah, it was a huge undertaking. Probably one of the bigger projects that Ngātanga staff have worked on. It was around 5 years of preservation, and It was a really complicated process. I know we had a lot of different film sources, so some of the original camera negatives, but also working from different versions. So there was a cinema release in 1983, and then later there were sort of cuts for television as well. And it really seemed like putting together a puzzle. We had all these different sources, both the film, the visual part, as well as the audio, which was recorded separately at the time. And I know in particular the audio, getting the sync matched up to, to create a really honest and accurate presentation of the film was a big challenge. And so it's, I think it challenged the organisation to develop new processes and to, yeah, really kind of go above and beyond for what is such a significant taonga.
Well, it is, isn't it? She was something of a guerrilla filmmaker of her day, but very inspirational. And, of course, it documents a part of New Zealand history that will be really important to people in generations to follow. Whilst working on the piece, did the kaimahi there at Ngātanga recognise how important this might be in historical context in the years ahead? So its preservation became very vital, and to do the best job you could, so important.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we'd sort of always targeted this year, the 40th anniversary since the 81 Springbok tour. That's a major milestone, and I know that all the staff, and I'm sure most New Zealanders, would understand how significant it was in the history of Aotearoa. To work on this film, which is, a really compelling record of what happened, was amazing for the organisation. And now that we've made this preservation, it I guess it provides a really accurate look at how audiences would have seen it in the early 80s when it first came out. And the idea really is to show something that is as close as possible to what would have happened, what would have been seen at the time. You know, some of the film can degrade and look worse over time, or you get kind of a copy of a copy of a copy kind of thing. But I know that all staff at Ngātanga are really thrilled with how good it looks and how true to the spirit of the original film it is.
Ka pai, when does the public get to see it, David?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, it's part of the New Zealand International Film Festival, which is starting very soon. There's screenings all around the country. I know, unfortunately, the Tamaki League was cancelled due to the way things are at the moment. So if your listeners have a whānau around the Motu, there's maybe about a dozen screenings in different parts of the country. Going forward, I know we've been working really closely with the whānau of Minister Mete to talk about what their wishes are for the future of the film. We've got this really great preservation copy now, and I know that we'll be having those conversations about how to distribute it or how it might be shown after the festival going forward.